In Southern Irish English, the sound T is realized intervocalically and word finally before a pause as a fricative. This fricative is an apico-alveolar fricative and is formed with the tip of the tongue at the alveolar ridge. It sounds as follows. Kit. This sound is not the same as the S sound in Irish English, which is produced with the blade of the tongue. That is, it is a lamino-alveolar fricative. The contrast can be heard quite clearly. Compare K-I-T, kit, with K-I-S-S, kiss. Again, kit, kiss. Furthermore, both these sounds are separate from the palato-alveolar fricative, that is, the sound normally written as SH in English, for example, in push. So you can have a three-way distinction, as in put, pus, push. In intervocalic position, this distinction is also maintained. For example, city, sissy. Again, city, sissy. Another word pair with the apico-alveolar fricative and the lamino-alveolar fricative would be the island of Sicily and the country of Italy. In syllable initial position, before a stressed vowel, T in Irish English is realized as T. For example, town, to, tip. This leads to an alternation in realizations across sets of related words. For example, Italy, with the apico-alveolar fricative after the stressed vowel, but Italian, with a T sound before the stressed middle syllable in this word. Again, Italy, Italian.